Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Chip. And we're here again to do some wonderful healings with everybody. And Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace, our co-host?
I'm here, and hello and welcome, everyone, to Monday with the Creation Light Chip. And thank you all for being here. We love doing this program, and the live healings from the Creation Light Chip are just wonderful to be part of. So sit back and relax and enjoy the hour with us. And if you would like to, you can scroll to the or go to the Creation Light Chip page on BBS Radio, and you'll find that on Station 1 in the list of shows. And just click on any one of the times that we're on, and it'll take you to the Creation Light Chip page. And from there, you're going to be able to scroll down on that page, and you'll see a beautiful picture of a light being there on your screen, and that's a light being from the Creation Light Chip. And Ron will be activating her in a little bit, so that will be wonderful to see. And just below her picture, there's a link that says BBS Fast Chat, and if you click on that, it'll bring up a window for you where you can interact with us live during the program by just typing in any question or request that you have, and we'll try to get to as many as we can during the hour. So I guess I'll turn it over to you, Ron, to start the healings.
Let's first activate the beautiful light beam on the monitor screen. So we'll bring in the female energy first here. So if you'd like, once you have it up in front of you, just kind of watch the picture, and she'll change. She'll become a little more three-dimensional, along with having more light being emitted from the photograph itself. You might be able to see more of the color rays that she exhibits on the picture. And just kind of watch it now as she gets energized. This will take about 1 minute, so I'll just sit back and relax and watch your monitor screen. And these energies are strictly heart-centered, so you want to connect with your heart in order to feel the energy. And looking good on my end here. How are you looking on your end, Sylvia?
It's beautiful. You know, I never get tired of watching that when the energy comes in. It's just so amazing to see that shift and to feel it in your heart. It's wonderful.
So just keep watching. And we'll give it some nice energy for about 2 minutes here. So I'll leave you in silence here so you can experience and explore this wonderful light ship light beam. And again, if you just tuned in, light beam now is being energized.
And remember to connect with the light beam in your heart. It's not a mental connection. Connect in your heart and request your healings.
And we'll increase the energy a little bit stronger here. So here she comes. We're bringing some of the male energies right now, too. And there'll be three male light beams coming through. And they'll balance and bring forth another two female energies. So we have three and three. And you want to comment in about a half a minute, Sylvia, what you're perceiving here? That way, in case we get some people tuning in new to the show, they can still kind of hear us.
Sure. First of all, if anybody is new to the program and you're just tuning in, I'll just repeat how to get to the page where you can see this beautiful light being activated. And what you want to do is you want to go to BBS Station 1, and there's the programming list with all the times and the shows. And you can go to Monday at 4 p.m. and click on Creation Light Ship Healing, and that will take you right to the Creation Lightship page and just scroll down a little bit until you see the beautiful light being, and you can actually see the energy come alive in the picture. I'm seeing a lot of rainbow colors around her face and a lot of light coming off of her eyes and her forehead, and a presence there that's just like being, you know, in the presence of a person rather than a picture of someone. And it's just beautiful. You can feel the energy. If you like, you can put your hands in front of your monitor screen, and you'll probably be able to feel energy coming right into your palm chakras. You can tap your fingers on your palm chakras to activate them a little bit if you like. And remember just to connect with this energy in your heart center. And it's a very, you know, beautiful, loving presence. And as the male energies come in, you may feel the energy even more intensely. Sometimes you might get tingles or feel kind of an electrification or something. And they will look at you as though they're looking right through you, and they're looking at your body to see where you might need healing. And you can just request whatever healing. Just pick one thing that you'd like to work on, and you can request that. And you probably feel the energy go right to that area of your body. Not everybody can feel it, but it doesn't mean it's not happening if you don't feel it. Not everyone actually just feels in that way. So if you don't actually physically feel the energy, just know that they're still working with you, and just request your healings.
So we're amping up the energies now. And we'll probably just do this for the first 15 minutes of the show here. This will be a wonderful treat for everybody to actually have the light beings energize them. And they will take out entities, too. So you may see that your whole mind might change a little bit here, your consciousness, as you become more of who you are. And they always connect with your spirit and your heart center first. So this is the way they do their healings. So just sit back and relax, and your room should be buzzing. And we're going to keep pouring this energy into your room through the light beams here for healing. We'll do a chakra alignment here as they're coming in stronger. So go to your heart center, move that around. Throat chakra, third eye. Power chakra, second chakra, first chakra. And we'll just open them up here. So we'll open up the heart chakra. And doing that right now, perfect. Throat chakra, there we go. These are body width now for you. Third eye, good. And power chakra. And second chakra, and first chakra. And next we'll do the mind to heart drop. So we're going to drop you down. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, the light beams are activated with the male and female energies. And just sit back now and relax. And feel your spirit in your heart center. And I would imagine that some of you are feeling kind of warm right now, and that's perfectly normal if that's the case. And you might feel tingles. And And you might also feel like the electricity in the room changing, like going through you, this high-frequency spiritual energy. So again, just relax, sit back, and talk to your spirit and your heart center. And how's she looking to you, Sylvia, or he now?
Actually, the amount of light that is coming off the monitor now is probably about triple from when we started, and it's just it's looking very beautiful, and the energy is very strong. I'm feeling a lot of energy, and it actually feels like the whole area that I'm sitting in and the surrounding area has just been blessed with this amazing energy. So it's like they come in and that high frequency comes in and it just cleans the whole space. And it feels very wonderful to be in that peaceful, beautiful energy.
Hey, we'll just deal with this for a while here and enjoy the beautiful light beams.
I'll just mention for anyone who's new to the program that this picture, this drawing of the light being was done by someone who actually saw this particular light being on the Creation Light Ship. But there are many light being doctors and some in human form and some in other forms like the amazing dolphins and whales and so on. Many light being doctors that work with people and at this time, there are, I believe, 3 male light being doctors working with us and coming with their energy through this beautiful picture of the light being. So it's wonderful to feel the different ones that come in at different times and just be with them and communicate with them through your heart center and ask them for guidance, if you like, or for a physical healing.
And the light ship, the light only works in the now. And remember, anything outside of the now is typically not of the light because the light only creates in the instant period of the now. And it goes from now to now to now to now. And this is really good to remember because you know that you have to do your request for healing in the now. So we'll see you back in a few here. This is just a wonderful experience now. And I think we'll bring in the 12 source energies here. We'll bring in number 1 coming through the light beam also. And here it comes. And again, just sit back and sample this energy. This is what created you. There's 12 of them, and they'll come into your room in the next 15 minutes. So we'll have probably about a minute apiece for each light beam. So here's the first one, and it's here now. And see you back in about a minute or so. And how does one feel for you, Sylvia?
It feels very wonderful, very, well, it's kind of interesting because as you've spoken about it before, all of us came from these source energies. So there's a resonance that you'll experience inside of yourself with each of these energies. And it's just a beautiful thing to experience. And I think each person has their own experience and their own feeling, and some maybe resonate with one of the energies more strongly than the next. So we'll let each person experience each one of those energies for themselves.
Okay, here comes energy number two. And again, I'll just put my line on hold here so you can have a nice, peaceful time experiencing this wonderful energy.
So I'll just mention, if you're just tuning in, right now we're bringing in, Ron is bringing in from the Creation Light Ship the 12 source energies, one at a time, and we're sitting with energy number two right now, and you can just connect to that energy in your heart center and request healing. And as these energies are coming in, you may experience different things. You may see different colors associated with each one, or maybe flashes of light, or just you might just feel the energy. However you're experiencing it is wonderful. If you'd like to share with us your experiences, we'd love to hear from you on the fast chat. And thank you for those of you that are communicating with us in that way. We really love that. So it lets us know that you're there and what you're experiencing.
Okay, we'll bring in the next energy, number three. And here it comes.
for myself right now, the room and my body is getting warmer, and I'm feeling a lot of energy flowing through. And I'll mention a couple of comments on the fast chat in case you're not able to read that. And we have a comment from Sylvia Robb and family. Their children, that the fruit that they were snacking on during the program got sweeter, which is very nice, and that Sylvia can now feel the energy flowing through her feet when she could not before. So that's wonderful. That's great. And we have Lightheart who typed pink. So I guess that means that you may be seeing that color. So that's very nice. It's a beautiful heart-centered color. So that's wonderful. Thank you guys for sharing that.
We'll ring in number 4 energy. Vibration frequency number 4. Again, like we stated, you want to request your healings in the moment. Light only works from moment to moment. And we'll bring in source energy now, number 5. And all the previous ones are still with you.
I'll just take a minute to say thank you, everyone, for sending in. We've had some wonderful testimonials come in. And if you'd like to share those with the group, you can just let us know that that's okay. And on the same page where you see the beautiful light being. Later on, if you want to, you can scroll up, and then you'll see in green lettering some of the beautiful comments that people have sent in so far. And thank you to Lightheart and Kitz and Rob and Sylvia for the things that you're typing in right now. For those that can't read it, I'll just mention that Sylvia says that she wanted to share that the healings and clearings have been helping her through cancer, and that she's feeling a lot better, and that's wonderful. We're so happy about that. And also, Lightheart, thank you for sharing about the colors that you're seeing with each of these beautiful source energies.
And next we'll bring in source energy number 6. And here it comes. Okay, and here comes Divine Source Energy number 7. And again, just sit back and relax and enjoy this number 7 Source Energy.
I'll just mention briefly while you're experiencing this energy that there's a wonderful healing opportunity coming up this Saturday, and this is a very special once-a-month ascension preparation and healing session on the Creation Lightship. It's a four-hour conference call program. You can do it comfortably from your own home or wherever you are by telephone, and it's I believe $60 for the 4 hours, and you'll actually go to the lightship and experience these divine energies for yourself, all different types of healings and beautiful ascension preparations are done as far as maybe light infusions, or sometimes they actually infuse your blood, and Ron can talk to you more about this, with a beautiful amber blood that actually just goes through your body, and it feels like light as opposed to kind of thick earth-based third-dimensional energy. So they work with you very intensely and very gently at the same time during the 4 hours of healing, and it's just a life-changing event. It greatly accelerates your progress and your ascension preparations and really helps with all of your healing work. So if you'd like to be a part of that, I think you can just send an email to healing@creationlightship.com, and that email address is at the bottom of the page as you scroll down way past the light being. So just send Ron an email if you're interested in being on that. I believe there's still time to get signed up for that before the Saturday. And it's from 1 to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Okay, yeah, you said it all, Sylvia. So let's bring in number 8, Source Energy here. And here it comes.
You know, Ron often comments about the lyrics to the song that has the phrase, "Love comes walking in." And it really just feels so much like that to me right now with these energies coming in. Just so amazingly loving and non-judgmental and just absolutely wonderful. So I'm sure you're all feeling that beautiful energy as you connect to it in your heart centers.
Okay, and we'll bring in Source Energy number 9. And here it comes.
There's something else I'll mention about the Saturday 4-hour Ascension preparation call that I didn't mention earlier, and that is that each person who takes part in that can get like 7 gallons of water that they have with them. And during the last hour of the call, each one of those gallons of water is activated by a different group of light beings that work with each person individually to put in that water just special light codes and healing codes just for you, for what you need and what your body needs for its healing. And it's really amazing when you do that. You hold the sides of the water, and you feel that beautiful divine love energy contact right with your heart center, and then come through your arms and into the water. And sometimes you'll see bubbles form in the water or different things, and that water will actually change in taste. And usually each gallon of water or container of water that you use has a different taste. Some have a taste like just silky smooth, and have a different viscosity, and each one has its own particular energy. And then Ron will tell you which light beings are working with you for each container of water. So it might be the golden whales on one, maybe the beautiful mermaids on another. So you'll be able to mark each container of your water with which light beings worked with you for activating that water. And then as you go through your week, you'll drink the first container on day one, the second on day two, and that healing builds with each container of water that you drink. And because you'll know, day two was the dolphins, for example, so you can connect with those dolphins again in your heart center as you're drinking that water, and you can feel that beautiful divine presence with you. And it's a wonderful, really great way to also accelerate your healing. So I just thought I'd share that with you so you have an idea of what goes on. And if you can come on to that call, we would love to have you. So back over to you, Ron.
Okay, yeah, the water is quite something. Each day is different. So here comes Divine Source Energy, number 10. And now we'll bring in Divine Source Energy number 11. And we'll bring in Divine Source Energy number 12, the last one.
Ron, I noticed that the energy seems to just be getting stronger. Is that because they're, in a sense, all 12 energies are with us now?
Oh, yeah, they're here.
All in combination?
Yep, they're all here. This is what created everybody out there. So just sit back and relax and just take it all in. Ask for healing.
We have a comment on the fast chat that being in these energies makes it difficult to stay in the mind. And boy, isn't that true. It's just such a completely beautiful heart-centering energy, and it's very difficult to not just be here and be in the now, be in the present moment with these energies. It's just wonderful.
We'll just let them sit here for maybe another 3 or 4 minutes here. Probably about 3 minutes before we wind the show down. So we'll just let everybody just bask in these energies here.
Sounds wonderful. Since we're about at the close of our hour, I'll just mention a couple of things you might like to know. We talked about the special 4-hour healing session on Saturday, which you can still take part in if you would like to. And then there are also conference calls going on throughout the week. I believe that this Wednesday, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Ron, but since Ron is traveling, this Wednesday at 7 p.m. we'll be putting on a wonderful archive of the radio program of a particular one that Ron shared some really amazing healings and teachings with us. So we'll put that one on for Wednesday. And those healings will be activated, even though we won't be able to be doing the show live. But then Friday, there will be a live radio program at 9 p.m. Pacific, and also, I believe, a conference call on that day. So that's what's going on this week. Is anything you'd like to add before we end off?
Yeah, just come on the calls, you know. They're wonderful. We do much more than we do on the BBS show here. And if you're interested in, you know, really having some healing done, the calls are designed and geared for that. This show is mainly here to introduce the Creation Light Ship to everyone, and along with allowing people to kind of reconnect after their healings, too. So it's kind of like a support line. And a lot of people just love it because they have had healings in the past, and they have a way now to connect to the Light Ship and also find out what new is happening on the Light Ship and what other new healings come forth. So I guess in closing here, I'll just say blessings to all of you, and we'll see you later. See you on Wednesday. Bye.
Blessings, everyone. Good night.